That concludes our show this week. That was Beachwood Sparks with Wild Swans. Before that, The Smile with Don't Get Me Started. Beat a Doobie with Take a Bite. And we started off that last set with Sunflower Bean and Teach Me to Be Bad. And that wraps up the show this week. Stick around for Courts in Session with Eric. I will be back next week playing more new music for you. Bye.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Well, this is Sheridan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance.
You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California 103.3 FM, time travel radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is coming your way tonight, with new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. That's a promise. So tonight's show is brought to you in part by our friends at SPAC Brothers Pizza. Located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield, SPAC Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies and wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, you can email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. SPAC Brothers Pizza, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So, I don't know about you, but it was a long, long work day for EJL, and I could not wait to put on my rock and roll shoes and get here to the station and start playing your requests. So, tell me what you want to hear tonight. Give me a call here, 412-268-9728. That's 412-268-WRCT. You say it, I'll play it. And we're going to have a great time. And let's have some fun tonight. Let's blow off some steam. I know that I need to. And, you know, not only are we going to have a great time tonight and play a whole lot of requests and some great music, but a little bit before the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by none other than John Corabi. That's right. John Corabi, former lead singer of Motley Crue. And longtime and current lead singer of the Dead Daisies, going to be joining us on the air tonight. It's going to be terrific. Talking about their new single, which is catching on fire around the country, and that is a good thing. Rock and roll is not dead, not even close, and the Dead Daisies are proving it. So mentioning the Dead Daisies, let's kick off the title track from their latest album. This is Light 'Em Up, WRCT 88.3 FM. Okay, this is brand new. From those boys down under, this is Rose Tattoo, Hard Road. Whoever thunk that in 2025 we'd be hearing new music from Rose Tattoo, brand spanking new, came out Friday. Of course, it came out the day after I was live on the radio, so I couldn't play it for you. But I don't know, I'm pretty excited. New Rose Tattoo called Hard Road, single only. I don't know if there's an album to follow, but there is a video. And I watched it on repeat over the weekend. Good stuff. And, you know, talking about that, boy, how great would it be if we could get Angry Anderson, who is still sounding terrific, if we could get him on Courts in Session. Probably I'd have a hard time understanding him because his accent is thick. But I'm going to get to work on that. Let's see what I can do. And, of course, as I mentioned at the top of the show, you want to keep it right here on 88.3 FM because we don't have Angry Anderson. We've got John Corabi, former Motley Crue, current Dead Daisies lead singer, joining us in a little under half an hour. So keep it tuned right here to 88.3 FM. So if you have experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain and flu-like symptoms, well, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. CFS affects more than 4 million Americans, but less than 20% have been diagnosed. Visit cdc.gov/CFS, and I'm going to say that again, cdc.gov/CFS, for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get well. So we start off the show with title track from the latest Dead Daisies album, Light 'Em Up, and then the latest from Michael Schenker with a little help from JLT, Joe Lynn Turner. Michael has done an album covering some of the great music he recorded with UFO, and of course, that track was Too Hot to Handle. And don't worry, I'm already getting requests. We are going to be still playing Joe Lynn Turner later in tonight's show. He's got a song that's just been on fire for weeks here at the station, and we will get to it. So Tommy and Blonox called in, and he wanted some Clash. So we're going to play some Clash. You know, back in 2012, Mick Jones got pulled into the studio by Sony Records, and they hired him to remix the classic track London Calling, and they issued it on a 45. So let's play that next. Give this a listen, a little bit different version. For all of you Clash fans, you're going to hear the difference. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed. It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
We're listening to Ports in Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie. Me, I'm the Mockster, and you can listen to my show, Viva La Mock, right here on this very same radio station tomorrow night starting at 9. While your rocket attorney likes to focus on new music from classic artists, well, you won't hear that on my show. But what you will hear are cover songs of those classic artists, along with an eclectic mix of indie rock, power pop, classic and alternative country, garage rock, and whatever else has been stuck in my head all week long. From Aha to Zappa and all points in between, I invite you to check out Viva La Mock with me, the Mockster, Friday nights at 9, right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming at WRCT.org.
ought to get those ringing bells at the end of that song. That was Pile Tribe, Egyptian Princess, Artemis Pyle on the triangle at the end of that song. I don't know why that just tickles me so much. What a great track. And Chris Pyle and his dad, Artemis. You're listening to Courts in Session, heard here on WRCT every Thursday night. If you're a new listener, 8 to 10:30 Thursday night live, that is what we do. We play your requests, we play deep cuts, and we play new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. Like that track you just heard, Egyptian Princess. So before the Pyle Tribe, by request for Kathy in Fox Chapel, she wanted some Pat Benatar, Invincible. I haven't played that in so long, and man, I forgot how tense and frantic that song starts. That's just terrific. Before that, sending it out to my honey pie at home, the latest from John Lodge of the Moody Blues, Love Will Conquer All. And we open up with a request for The Clash. And we played a remix, 2012 remix by Mick Jones, of the classic song London Calling. So I've got a question. Would you seat your three-year-old child on a windowsill? Of course not. Would you seat them in a car seat that's not the correct one? You can secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. More information is available at safercar.gov/the right seat. We're a long way past mom's right arm holding you back in the front seat. And the car seats have gotten better and better, and kids are in them longer and longer. And I said this a few weeks ago, my kids are long past car seats. Heck, they're driving the cars now, but I remember how surprised I was how long we had to keep them in the car seats. Well, you want to make sure they're in the right one, because they're precious cargo. This is a message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and your friends right here at WRCT. So last week, I played some Robert Plant and Rock Pile from a live double album, People's Concert for Camp Lucia. And I got a bunch of calls from listeners out there who own the album, love the album, and want to hear different tracks from it. So we're going to revisit it this week. This is Live Who. This is Sister Disco, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. 1983, title track from the Undercover album. World's greatest rock and roll band, Rolling Stones. Keep it right here. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we got John Corabi of the Dead Daisies. Undercover,